everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back again this week. It's first week of December already. My goodness, it's going to be Christmas in about 5 minutes, I think. I wanted to say to everybody that Christmas time is my favorite time of year. I'm one of those people who wants to put their Christmas tree up at the beginning of November. That's where I'm at. I didn't get to it this year. I did do it on Thanksgiving Day, though. So I also wanted to make an announcement. I know I've told you all that we are doing another promo that was going to end on the 7th of December. But we've had a lot of success with it, and a lot of people are calling in last minute, and we don't have a lot of slots left that can accommodate them. So we're opening it up and extending it to the 14th, which is Sunday, the 14th of December. If you want to get a session at the discounted prices that we talked about before, you can do it this week. Because some people, you know, it's busy time. I understand that. And they forgot, or they go, oh my God, now I can't do it on the weekend kind of thing. So I'm trying to accommodate you very, very busy people and extending it 1 week. So if you want to get a session at the discounted rate, you can do it till Sunday the 14th. And it just needs to be paid for by the Sunday the 14th. If your schedule is all crazy, which most people are, we can do it later on. You can take the session up until the end of January. I'll keep track of it here. So, and the animals, my animals, oh my God, I almost forgot what it was like to have healthy animals 24/7. We had a rough year, as I've been telling you guys, with pet health. And I finally got everybody balanced out. Guinness has not had any more problems, knock on wood, with his herniated disc in his neck. And Miss Biddy, who was written off by all of the veterinarians, she's not going to make it. I must have heard that 50 times as I was dragging her from vet to vet to try to find some way to cure her. I was lucky. I found a really good vet up in Palmdale, and he said, well, let's just try this, see what this does. And it worked. She's been on really good food. No more treats that she knows of. I did find that Chewy and Dr. Harvey have pet treats that are low phosphorus, low protein, and low sodium. So I bought a box. And lucky me, Biddy loves them. So everybody can still have their treats, but she now has her own little set of treats. And I've tried to make her feel as special as I can about that. But I was real worried that, you know, the other two dogs, they like their little treats, and she just simply can't have it anymore. But I didn't want to give out treats in front of her. That would hurt her little feelings. But now she knows that she has a whole special box. I made a big deal out of it to say, okay, this is all yours. This whole box is yours. And she's loving it. So we've made the transition to lower protein, lower phosphorus, and it's looking like it's been successful. She's running around like a little teenager. She's being snarky to the cats, which that's her MO, snarky to the cats. And she's doing a lot better. I am taking her back in January. The doctor wants to see her then to run another blood test to see where we are with all the numbers and everything. And he's hoping that it's gone down even further or at least maintained itself. And if it hasn't, then we're going to do another series of the infusions that we did before. That's almost like kidney dialysis for dogs. He says it's kind of new, kind of, you know, experimental, but everyone's starting to do it. And there's a lot of success, at least in my book. And so I'm going to have a wonderful Christmas because everybody's healthy. And all of you know, if you have a dog or a cat that you're very close to, when they're not feeling good, your whole world gets turned upside down. At least mine does. I mean, you can't take your mind off of it. You're constantly worried, constantly monitoring. And I think I've passed that hump. Now we're in good sailing places. I really want to know today how little Kai is back in Maine. How is little Kai?
Well, Kai is doing just fine. I realize he can't be outside long in the cold at all. Multi-poos do not have an undercoat.
Oh.
So it's not like other dogs that have that undercoat and then they have more fur, not him. It goes right to the skin. So
So you've invested in some little doggy sweaters, I bet.
Well, yeah, I have, and a little down coat. And I took him out a couple days ago, and I didn't think I was out there that long. But we came in, and he was shivering so bad, it took 15 minutes for him to warm up.
Oh, and you're right. You guys just had a cold snap, too.
Yeah.
Like, someone told me in New York that it was like 1 degree this morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. It's been cold. And so now he can't be out long, and he gets cold really quick. So,
well, little dogs do.
Huh?
Little dogs do. They get cold real fast.
Oh, God, yeah. So I've learned my lesson. We're not really going out that much. The vet said, you know, you can go out and pee, but come right back in.
Yeah.
So, but he's very good on the wee-wee pads. So.
Oh, well, then you've got the problem covered, because in a couple months it'll start to warm up a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah, and like the vet said, little dogs like that can get hypothermia.
Oh, yeah.
So,
definitely.
Yeah. So that's my update on Kai. He's doing fine, but mom learned that we don't go out very long.
Yeah. Yeah. We're cold out here for us. My dogs are spoiled rotten. They like, you know, anything 65 and up. And if it goes down to 50 or 40, they're like, what's happening? We're freezing to death. And my dogs. Yeah. Does Kai like to burrow in blankets?
He's starting to. He's just
my dogs. They each want their own little blanket, and they lay down on it, and they roll and wrap themselves up like a little hot dog. All three of them do it.
Wow!
So the little head is sticking out, and they've got themselves all wrapped up like, you know, they're like a little, like a croissant. They look like, and I'm like, okay. And if you touch the blanket while they're rolled up like that, you get a grr. From them, little tiny, like, hey, what are you doing? This is my coat. This is my extra coat. You can't take it off of me. And of course, they're in the office, which is the most heated room in my house. I live in a very old house, and it's drafty. It was built in 1920, so it's like 105 years old. And it's drafty. Even if I've got the heat turned up to 100, it's still, you walk by a certain corner or something, and there's a little draft that happens. They didn't insulate, and they don't insulate much in California. So when it gets cold, we all notice it right away. But back in Michigan, when I was there, grew up there, all the walls were insulated. Out here, that doesn't happen. It's not a thing. And the first time I found that out, I was like insulted. I said, well, it does get cold here. And they went, well, Californians don't do that. That was what I was told by a contractor. They don't like to do that. And he said, and it's pretty expensive to do, because none of us want to do it either.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's go get Veronica, and you say hi to everybody, and I'll be back.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. You know, great questions, and every week I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Jessica. I have been told my whole life that I have a guardian angel that protects me. Is that really true?
Well, it's not always a guardian angel. Guardian angels were created by the church, religion, in certain religions, to let people know that they're not alone, that there's going to be someone there to protect them. And a guardian angel, it rolls off the tongue nicely. And who doesn't like an angel? But what it really is, and we're not diminishing the angel, because sometimes there is, but more often than not, 80% of the time, it's a guide that was assigned to you at birth. And yes, they do try to protect you. Now, you're in a free will situation where you make your own decisions. So the guide is not making decisions for you, but will try to maneuver your energy to the right perspective so that you make good choices. And if you do get yourself in trouble, yes, they do everything they can to help you. We always found it was really nice to have something like that around, especially when you're going through trying times in physical reality. It's nice to have a friend, an unconditional friend who's on your side no matter what. And even if you're messing up, they don't tear you apart about it. They try to find solutions for you. So yes, it's not always an angel, but it's always a spiritual guide.
Okay. Jacqueline, J-A-C-I-N-D-A, is hypnotist that includes past life regression a viable therapy?
Yes, it is a viable therapy. Hypnosis is a pretty accepted kind of thing in your culture. A lot of times we've heard people say, well, we always thought it was about how to quit smoking or something like that, a bad habit. But if it includes a past life regression, it is a viable thing. Because there are times that the accumulative process by which you incarnate, which means, let's say you've had the past 20 lives, things that happened in those past 20 lives, a lot of them you've carried with you into this one. And things may start to escalate into a negative moment and you can't figure out why. Because what is happening or what is occurring doesn't register or align with what your current life is about. So we would say yes, very much so, that if you go for a past life regression and you go back and you find out that, hey, you drowned a few times and that's why you don't like to be in water. You don't even like to get into a bathtub. And it's a serious problem for you. It could be that you have drowned a few times in another life, not this one that you're currently in and suffering from the consequence of it, but it happens. So past life regression, we know a lot of people poo-poo it, but it is a real thing that happens. All of your experiences are within you. And sometimes you remember them, or sometimes they just pop up and cause you difficulty. So if you're experiencing something like that, it would be a good idea to find a hypnotherapist that can safely take you through a past life regression that will help you solve some problems that might be occurring in this one. Now, there are ways to do it by yourself, but we would highly suggest, if it's teetering on difficult, it's good idea. Let's say you got executed a few times and you go into the past life regression and you're at the execution. It would be a really strong choice to have a therapist there who is conducting the regression to be there in case you get yourself involved a little too much in the negativity and start to be scared. So if you want to do past life regression, we would highly recommend a hypnotherapist to do it. But the help of that therapist is invaluable. And if you're brave, you can try to do it yourself. But when you're dealing with things in past life, it's really hard sometimes to draw the line between reality and what this past life is bringing to the table. So yes, we do think it is a viable therapy.
All right, our next question is coming from Linda. How can I achieve happiness in a world that seems to embrace negativity?
Ooh, this is a good question. The world has its problems. There are people who will become involved in those problems and perpetuate the problem. And we say there's a good 50% of people who get caught up in a negative moment and find it difficult to get out of it. And it's hard to find happiness when you've got negativity to the right, negativity to the left, in front of you and back of you. That's hard to do. So achieving happiness a lot of times means you take the quiet time for yourself, a meditative moment, or a moment where you take a walk by yourself and center yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to be grounded in whatever's going on. And when you see the negativity around you, it can help you back up from it so that you can achieve the happy moment. It's really important, especially at this time when there seems to be rampant negativity flying around the culture that you're all in, is to really mind how you are participating and have the wherewithal to step back from the negativity. Don't become involved in it. Don't jump into it, because whatever negative is going on, it is unlikely that you're going to be able to fix it in a good way. So we'd say by doing that, you are able to find a little bit of space to be happy. And sometimes you really have to focus on the happiness, because the negativity is right up to your chin, coming to your nose, and you're going to drown in it. Decide that you're going to take the time every day to separate from all that and get back to the energy that is your own soul and your own productive moments for your happiness. That is the only thing you can really do, because the negativity is everywhere. And instead of stepping into it or trying to fix it, step back and embrace your own soul. Your soul will never let you down. And if you extend yourself to it, it will help you.
Okay, our next question is coming from Maria. I have tried over and over to become stable financially. I feel blocked at every turn. A friend of mine suggested I might be blocking my own prosperity. Can that be true?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can be true. When you're struggling in physical reality, a lot of times you get all caught up in the drama of things. And drama just creates more drama. And it becomes like a spiral little tornado of drama that you can't seem to find your way out of. And while you're struggling to find solutions for a lack of finances, you're caught up in the drama around that. And you can't get to the essence of the finance because there's so much drama around it. We would say start, again, a meditative practice where you separate from the drama. And if your friend is saying that, hey, maybe you're blocking it, that can mean that there's some evidence. So start watching how you move through your day. Start examining responses. Start examining things that you're doing and see if there's any blockage from you coming. And you have to be honest with yourself. And sometimes that's a little difficult, but the truth will set you free. The truth will help you be cloak from all the negativity and give you at least a fighting chance to move the finances in the right direction. Right now, you're most likely all involved in the drama around that, and you won't have success. Lose the drama and see through the drama and get back again to your own soulful energy, and we think you'll have a better time of it. But it's a good thing to really take a good look at yourself to see if you're blocking it. Because if you're standing around pointing fingers and you are blocking it, you're not going to get anywhere. So start a practice today where you think about everything and see yourself dissecting the dramas around any situation and get to the core energy so that you can actually do something about finances or love or anything like that without all the drama interfering. Try it and see what it'll do for you.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you want to take a break, come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And, you know, as I always say every week, if there's more information you want on any of these questions, just write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And we'll try to get your question on the air and take you further into these questions and answers. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, we're all moving into holiday time in your culture. It is a time for reflection. It is a time to celebrate. And it's a time to realize your worth and what you're doing. It's a good time to take a look your actions that you have been participating in the whole year. And find out within yourself, did any of my action prove to be positive or was it more negative? And we're not talking about everyone else's actions. We're talking about your actions. And a self moment, a self-regulating moment where you take a look at them and toss out the things that aren't working for you, the better it is. It's really easy in physical reality to, you know, get charged up and say, okay, I'm going to plow through this without giving thought to why you have to plow through it or how you can plow through it with a better awareness. The end of the year, holiday time is a good time for reflection. You can let go of the negativity of the year and find out where your energy is going and what direction it's in. So decide today that you're going to do that, because holiday times means there's going to be a day where business is not conducted. You can spend that day with yourself or those you love and reflect upon your actions for the past year, because your actions is something you can do something about. Everyone else's, you can't. So if there's a lot of drama going on, first of all, check yourself. See how much you're contributing to it. And then design a way not to contribute to it, especially if it's negative. It's a wonderful time to do a little self-cleanse, a little self-internal reflection, and be authentic. Admit it if you really messed up. Say, look, I really made some bad choices this year. I have to go back and maybe reduce some of those choices or modify them in some way so that I can have a better participation. That's what the end of the year is really about. And it's going to propel you into a new opportunity, which is your new year, with a refreshed perspective and perhaps a bit more energy, and not a defeatist kind of attitude, but one is, I'm going to go get them this year. That's what needs to be done. Take the time. And if it's by yourself, by all means, take it by yourself. It's time to do that. The end of the year is the great time. We think your new year will be even better if you do.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Great, great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. We'll be back with you next week with more great questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.